Get the bad tidings, rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth. Get the glad tidings.
This is Olutomole Agbaye, the Comforter, preaching end-time ark of salvation gospel, also inviting and calling all the beloved of the Lord to come on board to escape God's wrath. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. We thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
It's good to pray a religious prayer, but God is not using prayer to save nations. A lot of prominent men of God, they call the nation of Nigeria to come out, let us pray. It is good to pray. But prayer does not save. Only the kingdom of God established on earth. It's the only the kingdom of God, the only kingdom of God that saves. And it saves to the end. 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 He serves at the end. I'm taking my text from Isaiah. Prophet Isaiah 45 verse 22. It says, turn unto me and be ye saved. Turn unto me, O ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. This is very wonderful call of God, of the universe. This is the time God is speaking to the situation of the people in the world. God is speaking to the situation of somebody tonight. God has never spoken to the situation of the world. It does not matter what religion you practice. It does not matter what church you go. What has God ever spoken into your life? Today, I'm talking about the word of God to all nations. Turn unto me. Because the whole world, the human race, is setting towards annihilation. That's why God has made this call. Turn unto me. I want somebody to turn tonight from your evil situation. Why is it that God is calling now? Why is it that God is calling now? I want you to mark. He's calling the whole world to turn to him for salvation. Because there's no salvation anywhere. Not in the hand of the prophets of old. Not in the hand of the Savior of man from sin. This is a call of God unto all the ends of the world from their calamity. God, listen to me. Turn unto me, O ye ends of the earth, and you'll be saved. It's very powerful. I hope all nations are listening to my voice. I hope the militaries of our nations are listening to my voice. Because chemical weapons, nuclear weapons can never save man, but to destroy. So in this chapter, we see that God is a savior. All the time. He's never a destroyer. Somebody shouting, our God reigneth.
Our God reigneth.
Today, in our world, it is iniquity, it is lawlessness, it is all this corruption that abounds everywhere. It is religious extremism it is insurgency, it is terrorism that abounds everywhere. These are evidences of the reign, demonic reign of the king of terror. You must know about king of terror. Huh. Oh God, are you rejoicing because you are now under the throne of God? Yes. And not under the reign of the king of terror? Are you happy that you are now under the lordship of Ultimate, the comforter? And not under the throne of the prince and king of terror? Now, when God says, turn unto me, O ye end of the earth, I will save you. By what process? Listen to me, ask yourself a question. By what process is God going to save the end of the world? It is an Herculean task for someone to say, I want to save the whole world. By what process? The book of prophet Daniel has something to give us tonight concerning the process by which God will save the world. Not to take a man from sin. Not to perform miracle from sickness. But to save the world from the present calamity. The book of Daniel, chapter 2:44, has something to give us. God has revealed and written the scriptures concerning the process by which God will save the end of the world. And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Praise the Lord.
Our God, reign it.
I want to take you to the memory lane. Jesus had come earlier. He proclaimed, the kingdom of heaven is coming, repent. He didn't set up a kingdom. But Daniel is talking to us as about the Son of Man, by whose hand God has established the kingdom. Do you care to know?
Yes.
Do you care to know?
Yes.
That is, the kingdom is not a question of who is going to heaven to bring down this kingdom. It's not a matter of who is going to heaven. God has already taken somebody to heaven before the ancient of days. And his hands has committed the cause, the responsibility, the rulership of the kingdom and dominion unto the Son of Man. This is Ultimate speaking to you. So in that chapter, Daniel 2:44, is talking about the omnipotence, the transcendent power of God, the supremacy of the kingdom of God over that kingdom. Our God reigns. The supremacy, the transcendent power. You must appreciate what God has done. You must know what, I know what God has given to me, but I want you to know. So he's talking about the supremacy over all the Gentile dominion, over all the superpower nations. See? Now, this reveals that it's a power already in place to destroy all the power of darkness operating in our world today. To destroy evilness and overthrow the throne and the kingdom of the evil one dominating our world. He said, he shall break in pieces. Say that.
Break in pieces.
Shall break. Say that.
Shall break.
Oh, break.
Break.
Because God is breaking your yoke today.
Man, oh God, read it.
We talk about the supremacy of the kingdom of God given to me. God. Friends and elects, all ye that listen to my voice, the time now is for you to seek the kingdom of God first. And right now as I speak, because this is the command of Jesus himself, without missing words, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Good God. Seek ye first. You want to get married? Just say, seek first the kingdom. You want to go into business? Seek ye first the kingdom. Good God. You want to commence your education career? Seek ye first the kingdom. Because when you seek the kingdom, God will bring his divine rule into your life. You will not be controlled by the demons. You bring yourself under the divine rule of God. I think I'm speaking to the youth in my kingdom tonight. Look, when you youth, they live a life of no control. No one is guiding them. But if you come to the kingdom today and to the recipient of that kingdom, he will guide you into all truth. Today, most people are seeking prosperity. Today, most youths have been told, they are promising them that they can become another Dangote millionaire. But you are not for the world. God says, they that are called by my name, I have created them for my glory. Not for the glory of the world. I want some parents to understand and guide their words right now. I'm talking about the kingdom which God has given to me. If any of you listen to the trumpet of my voice tonight, if you want to overcome all the evil power troubling your world, you must seek first the kingdom of God. Again, if you want to be saved from all the disasters raging in the world today, you must first seek the kingdom of God. If you want to escape all calamities and sudden destruction overtaking nations and people, you must first seek the kingdom of God. Again, if our nation Nigeria, our nation Nigeria wants to expel or dispel injustice from our land, Nigeria nations must see the kingdom of God first. Now God reign somebody.
Watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com. And also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Twitter address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.